Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Minutes after the hour. This is officially hour number two on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon if you're on the East Coast. It is Garden America. Thank you so much for joining us and being part of our weekend, your weekend, as we share things together here. Talking gardening, horticulture, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments. Also, john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook Live. A few technical problems early on, but I think for the most part we did figure those out. It all boils down to internet connection. So hopefully if you're watching us on Facebook Live, no problems thus far, or if you had problems, those have been solved. Now, prior to the break last hour coming up, top of the hour, John had a couple of stories. Well, first of all, he had an email to read, and then a story that you started to get into, John, if we can pick it up where we left off.
Well, the email reminded me of the story. Also, I keep thinking of things to tell you.
Good.
I went to my cardiologist this week for him to read the tests that I'd been going through for the last month. And he basically said that if I was sitting around a table with 20 other people my age, I'd be the last one to have a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah. So that was good news.
That's excellent news. The last one to have a heart attack.
And the reason I mention that is because I have to have a strong heart to have the Veggie Pod here in studio and then follow that up with Stevie Nicks.
How about that?
You know, that can be rough on anybody's heart.
I did that for him, especially that opening songs, Tiger.
Right.
Well, made me feel good.
I was going to say probably the last person to have a heart attack now, because now that you're not eating anything because you can't taste, that you're probably really healthy, you know, kind of a thing. All you are having is water and, you know, your healthy greens. So
not really drinking that much water because water tastes bad to me.
Oh, I thought it didn't taste to you.
No,
it does taste bad. Now it tastes bad.
Is there any food that you can taste?
Only maraschino cherries.
That's not good. Never mind. You're going to be having a heart attack. Yeah.
Red dye number three.
Just eating maraschino cherries.
But anyway, the story I was going to tell you was, even though my heart is doing really well, I'm not so sure about my brain function. And the reason is that I was telling you about the new rose that I developed.
You named it after your granddaughter.
Polyantha rose called Kendall Marie. And it's been chosen to go into the international rose trials at Rose Hills next year.
Now, you say chosen based on what? How does that work? Can you give us a bullet points? Or is it because you have connections? Look at the smile on his face. You know, I've got the hiccups, which is the worst thing to have on the, yeah, on the air.
And I think you know the answer to that.
I do know the answer.
It's because I have connections. But still, it's going to be in the trials, which connections don't help you win awards or anything.
Just gets you to the trials.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm really glad that it's going to be there. Excuse me while I clear my throat.
And that's what I did to get the hiccups. I cleared my throat too hard, and I had the hiccups.
Uh-oh. So anyway, I was telling someone at lunch yesterday, I was telling some people that I had this new rose, and I named it after my granddaughter. And for a second, I was having trouble remembering her middle name. And I said, yeah, I can't remember if it's, did I call it Caitlin Ann or Caitlin Marie? And I said, can't remember whether her name is her middle name is Anne or Marie. And I thought for a second and I said, oh, I know why this is weird. Her name's not Caitlin.
And this is your granddaughter we're talking about.
It's my granddaughter. Her name is Kendall.
And this was in front of a group of people?
Yeah, well, two people.
Oh, okay.
So because I knew her name was Kendall, then I realized, it's Kendall Marie. But yeah, that's not good to forget your granddaughter's name.
Heart's working well. The brain is a little questionable.
The brain's fuzzy, obviously.
Fuzzy. And I've got the hiccups again.
Which is why I take my veggie pot and put it on a timer. Yes. I can't remember to water it.
John waters it seven times a day.
Yeah, you may need to put one of those things in your car for me. I was looking at it in the hallway. I can get most
pieces.
Of it. Yeah, I think I can. Wow. Anyway. So that's a great story.
You said that somebody called and asked how to...
Oh, yeah. They want to know on Facebook if they missed a website or how to get in touch or what the prices were.
Yeah.
Okay,
so...
well, he did offer us a 10% or offer anyone who purchases this weekend only through
Monday.
A 10% discount. And you go to veggiepod.com, VEGEPOD.com. Only one G. You'd think veggie might be...
Two
G's and an
they're,
IE.
They're from Australia.
Yeah, it's just VEGEPOD.com.
At checkout, in the coupon code area, you enter the word garden.
Lowercase.
Yeah, lowercase. GARDEN.
Yeah.
We've got somebody on
Facebook off.
Who just mentioned or asked why they have to listen to the commercials during the break. You know what? At some point, we may figure that out. But right now, they are sponsors, and... you're going to be hearing them for a while, and I'm going to try to talk less and less.
Because otherwise it just sounds like stuttering.
Well, my hiccups, and there's a way to get rid of them, which I will show you during the break, which 9 times out of 10 it works.
Okay. Ow, now, brown
don't forget cow. That we're live on Facebook now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that trick of you taking off your shirt and that stuff ain't going to work.
Well, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Okay, John, back to some email questions we had from last hour.
Okay, well, all that goes back to Steve's sister up in Oregon, and we don't need to know her last name.
Right.
But she sent some pictures of overgrown hedges, and they really look woody at this point, and she wanted to know what she should do, if she should just go through and cut them back at this point and cross her fingers. And, you know, if you're going to do that, definitely do it at least now. If you wait too long, then they sit all winter without growing, and that's not good. So really the best time to do that would be in the beginning of spring. But I would say you could still do it now, right, Tiger?
Yeah. Do you know what kind of hedge they are? Can you tell from the picture?
Pictures are sideways.
Okay.
And it's hard to tell. They kind of look like some kind of, I don't know. Here's a pic. See if you can tell what they are.
Hold on.
Look maybe like some type of willow or, I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the thing that is so hard when it comes to hedges and those kinds of plants, that you really have to stay on top of them to get a good, clean look continuously. Because the minute that you let it go too long, you cut it back, you're going to have woody, dead growth underneath. But it'll be fine for the most part. It's just that short time frame where you're waiting for the new growth to come out. So it's a good time of year right now, even though, you know, they're actively growing, even though it's pretty warm out, to go ahead and do that, remove some of the foliage, but then also remove some of that inner dead growth so it gives that airflow and that ability to grow down the road, because that's what you're looking for, is later on you need to maintain the hedge. And if you just cut off a little bit, you're always going to be having this problem. So do a real good cut back to some stems that are sizable, not just the little pencil thickness stems, but the actual maybe something like a finger thickness stem. And that way it'll kind of grow from there. And then from there on out, you can maintain it. Fertilizing during this time, some yes, some no. For instance, like the ficus nidida hedge, that those are always kind of shaped and kind of they're growing so fast right now. And those really fast growing hedges, I wouldn't even recommend fertilizing because it's just going to
Grow faster.
Exactly. It's just, you know, so this is the time where you just want to maintain it and you not really fertilize it, not really encourage it, because usually those fast growing hedges like the nidida, the ligustrum, you can't catch up with them if you keep encouraging it to grow.
We speaking of hedges, we also have an email from Patty in San Marcos, and she wants to know if we can identify this plant, and I'll show you the picture that she sent. And to me, it's kind of hard to tell. It looks like the tip of a plant. It looks like a myoporum.
I was going to say, it looks like the end of a myoporum tree.
And I've had myoporum come up from seedlings before, too, and they look exactly like that.
Yeah.
So we think that's what it is, Patty.
And so if she did cut off just the tip of it, but the real obvious sign of those ones there is when they kind of, if you can see it with some flowers, because that's a real good identifier for the myoporum, is when it starts to flower.
We're going to take a break, and I'm going to do my best to get rid of my hiccups. During the break, call us at 855-424-9825. As you've heard, John at GardenAmerica.com for your email questions, or if you want, go ahead and post questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. This is Garden America. We're going to take a break as we step aside. Coming right back, happy Saturday and happy weekend to one and all. Thank you so much for your support.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour, back here with your friends on Garden America, your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Vagnasco. Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825 for questions, comments. Also, john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook as we keep track of things. And my method worked. Pickups are gone.
So yeah, you left. What's your method?
This is unbelievable. About a year ago, somebody upstairs during the day, I had the hiccups, and they said, you know, all you have to do is take a glass of water, and you drink it inverted. If that
so you
makes
have to
sense.
Stand on your head.
Where's my cup?
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know if I'm... Anyway, yeah, so you do is instead of drinking this way, you drink that way. You drink so opposite. So it can go up into your nose. So I don't want to say it's like waterboarding, but in a sense, it's kind of that where you drink backwards.
Yeah.
So instead of drinking back, you go forward. And they're gone.
They're gone, huh?
It's 9 times out of 10 it works.
That's so funny.
Probably a very bad explanation, but yeah. That's how you
but,
do it.
All right. That's funny.
And it worked.
So you're saying that the benefit of waterboarding was they discovered a cure for hiccups.
I didn't exactly say that, but no, you have to be careful because it doesn't go up your nose unless you get, you know, you got to be careful. Put it that
oh,
way.
Oh, man.
But that's how you do it. Just one of these.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah.
Now you're going to give yourself hiccups.
Yeah.
And they're gone, just like that.
Oh, that's
good. Well, that's good.
I'm surprised we don't have 30 or 40 people with you know, answers to that, how to get rid of hiccups.
Sure, huh? I'm sure.
Did you, both you and Tiger saw the itinerary for England, right?
Absolutely.
So how's that look to you guys?
It looks good because we have free time in London. I always look. The gardens are beautiful. It looks like we're going to some very beautiful gardens. And we
Matthew
have some...
Brumley, who's from Earthbound Expeditions, who's putting together the tour, said this may be the best garden tour that they've ever offered.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because of the specific places that
the places
we're going
that
to?
We're gonna go.
And notice, okay, so we're in London. There's going to be time to do all the touristy things in London. Now, outside of London, John, where are these gardens located in proximity?
Well, you know, we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show, which is, I think, the largest flower show in the world.
And this is July 2018, by the way.
In July, right. Like the first week in July for about 10 days. And We don't have it posted on our website yet, but if when we get the, I think they're doing the final costing now. If you want, if you send me an email to John at Garden America, I will send you the information as soon as we have it finalized, which should be early next week. It's taken a long time to get this together. It's changed a lot. You know, I really want to thank Matthew and everybody at Earthbound Expeditions for what they had to do to get this trip together. But it'll be fun. It'll be you, Tiger, and I.
Yeah.
And up to, I think we'll probably keep it around 35 people.
That seems to work. That's a good number.
Yeah, I mean, you get too much bigger than, or too many more people than that, it's hard to get around. And
hey, give us a thumbs up on Facebook if it sounds like something you're considering. Just
yeah,
to get an idea.
Yeah, we'll see. I've never been to the Cotswolds in England, which I'm really excited about. You know, those are it's the old towns, the thatched roofs and all that. So that's going to be kind of cool. And then, of course, a day at the Hampton Court Flower Show. And then we'll visit some of the famous gardens like Wisley and Great Dixter, which is Christopher Lloyd's place, and Sissinghurst. We'll probably get to see the famous White Garden there.
Now, what about some old rose gardens, John? Because we know there's a lot of old roses growing in London.
You know, I still haven't seen what's going on as far as rose gardens. So I sent him 4 or 5 notes. Can we include a rose garden?
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, I know that a lot of the gardens we're going to see have roses in them.
And we do have some free time, too, for those that, you know, don't want to stay in a strict schedule. That's always available to people. Open time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you
go. I think you're going to like Sissinghurst.
Really?
It's Vita Sackville West, or Vita Sackville West, however you want to pronounce her first name.
Vita.
She, Sissinghurst was her home, and she was a garden writer, a famous English garden writer, mid-century in the 20th century. And she was kind of an unusual person. Her and her husband had kind of unique social lives. I think she had, if I'm not mistaken, I think she had Virginia Woolf as a girlfriend for a while.
Really?
Yeah. And but she was an innovative gardener, and she's famous for her white garden. She created a garden where everything was white. All the plants that bloomed were white. And it's kind of a stark contrast mm-hmm. to what you normally mm-hmm. look at. So
and
we'll get to see that.
And through this region in July, will things be in full bloom, in wrapping up? Will it be just starting? What do you...
Well, the last time I was in England was the 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 days prior to this. And it was a cool spring, and a lot of things had not even come into bloom.
Right.
Like roses weren't blooming yet.
Right.
And that was in July. So 30 days later, I would think the roses will be in full bloom. You know, spring bulbs and things like that will be past that. But I think it'll be a perfect time for looking at English flowers, borders, things like that.
Because when I was in Portland this last trip, I mean, in July, I looked at things and I felt it was almost, you know, it seems like they're later. They have a colder,
right.
cooler spring. And our spring in Southern California starts in March, April, things of that. But I feel like probably in England it's going to be later also. So I think it would be a really good time of year to see a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't know if, well, I'm sure I told you guys this, but when we went to the Chelsea Flower Show, which was in May
mm-hmm.
in England, the rose displays that were there all had to be, the roses were all grown in greenhouses.
I was going to say, they all forced things for
yeah,
that show because it's
to.
Early.
Yeah, May was just way too early.
Yeah, so it'll be fun because we'll get to see things kind of naturally in their process. That'll be kind of a neat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get to see all the, the English flower borders are famous, you know, it's difficult for us. We always want to reproduce that here in San Diego, just a little bit too hot.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing when you drive around and they're like, oh, why do they have just all these wonderful flowers just around the city? It's so easy. It's, well, they get 60 inches of rain.
Yeah.
It is break time once again. Keep those questions coming, those comments. I noticed somebody on our Facebook page, thumbs up, interested in the trip to England we're talking about, waiting for more information, which we will give you as we get closer and closer, about 12 months to start planning. So be sure to keep an eye on that. Okay, 855-424-9825 or John at GardenAmerica.com or questions right there on Facebook Live here on Garden America.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com. Website.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
All right, 36 minutes after, back here on Garden America. Happy Saturday to you. Happy weekend on the East Coast. Good afternoon to you. 855-424-9825. Biz Talk Radio, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there on Facebook Live with your questions and comments. And thank you so much for the hiccup suggestion.
We had a listener comment that they loved the Moody Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Moody Blues had the best comeback song of any group I've ever heard.
Yeah, you know what? That song was done. Was it The Voice? Because we don't
can't
have
as, remember what it was.
We
called.
Don't have as many Moody Blues songs in our library as we used to. I wish we had more, but I think it was The Voice, and I think we played it a couple of times.
Great. I know we've played it before.
Yeah.
I was reading an article yesterday about songs. Cover songs that were better than the original, and you played one of them today with Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower.
That was a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah, and they said that Hendrix's version was much better than
much
Bob
better.
Dylan.
That's a good point. Yeah, and I heard it wasn't until years later that I heard Bob Dylan's version, and it was very Dylan-y.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say. You know, might be a little bit of a millennial part of me, but
way
there's
out of here.
A lot that was remade from Bob Dylan. That's
see
a little
the Joker
better.
To the thief.
I mean, he's a good poet; he can write. But yeah. You know, "Lay, Lay, Lay" was good. But
well, when he sang "Lay, Lay, Lay," I thought he can sing.
He can sing, yeah, because he brought it down a little bit.
Right?
You know, interesting cover songs that were better than the original. We can talk about that or talk about gardening. What the heck? Any more questions, John, on your email, john@gardenamerica.com?
Well, Lenore mentioned on Facebook that she loves the idea of the veggie pod.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, just go to veggiepod, VEGEPOD.com, and take a look at it because you can get 10% off, and they're not that expensive to begin with.
No,
you know, I think I got the small one for around $100, and you know, for a self-contained watering system, I don't
sure.
even think you could build one for that price.
No, not at all.
Now yours is on a timer. You have it hooked up to your hose, right?
Yeah, I have mine on a timer just because I'm using it for cuttings, rooting cuttings,
right.
Not using it for growing vegetables.
And you have to have a continual schedule of water in there, so you can't. Rely on
well,
yourself
the cuttings
to remember.
The cuttings have to be kept moist because there's no roots on them, obviously. So the mister comes on for 10 seconds every 30 minutes, and that's all it needs. I don't have it come on at night, though, because it doesn't need to come on at night.
And you're saving water.
But Lenore mentions that she planted lettuce in pots all around so she'd have some fresh salad greens. And critters ate it all.
Well, here's your answer to your problem.
Yeah, with a veggie pod, you don't have to worry about that.
And
Like if it's going to keep out a bandicoot,
I was going to say
you don't have to worry about rabbits or rats.
He mentioned some critters that they have in Australia,
bandicoots, wallabies.
Exactly, it's good. I think we're okay here to keep out the
rabbit
or whatever.
But they have insects there that you don't want to mess with either.
Right,
they have indigenous insects and spiders you find nowhere else in the world that are pretty scary. Ants too, ants that are big enough to saddle up.
You know, isn't that weird that New Zealand, which is nearby, right?
Right, absolutely.
Has no poisonous animals, and Australia is loaded with them.
Loaded with them, yeah.
I mean, Australia even has a poisonous mammal.
You would think at some point in history somebody would have brought one over, and they would
to New Zealand.
Yeah, they would have spread from there. What is the poisonous mammal, by the way?
Duckbill platypus.
Mm-hmm.
I no idea.
The males are poisonous.
It's a questionable animal.
It is. It's like, I'm not sure. It started out to be a duck, and then it became this, and then, you know.
It's also the only mammal that lays eggs.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's questionable. There's a lot of questions regarding the duckbill platypus.
Mammal, amphibian, you know. That's interesting, though. Only the male is poisonous.
Yeah, they have spurs on the back of their feet that they can inject poison into you with.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Savage creature.
It was like the day that animals were created. That was just like leftover parts.
Leftover parts is exactly right.
We've got all
right.
This stuff left over. Let's throw it together.
Throw it all together. That's beautiful.
But it's interesting. You know, New Zealand also has no mammals native to the entire country.
No mammals?
Right.
Native.
Right.
So there, it's all been insects and reptiles
birds.
And birds.
Yeah.
And, wow, that's interesting.
They used to have some pretty big birds there. That was the home of moas. And moas are, you know about moas, right?
No, I want to hear all about them.
They're like double the size of an ostrich.
So they're a flightless bird.
Flightless bird, yeah.
That can run you over.
But I think that the... I think the Maoris might have killed them all off back in the 1500s, something like that. Either that or they were gone before the Maoris got there. I don't know. But New Zealand's also home to a lot of really cool plants. You've got your hiccups back.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I cleared my throat too hard. When you started to clear your throat, it's like yawning. I think it's contagious. And I cleared my throat, and they're back.
Rochelle said to hold your nose. Take small sips of water.
No, she said drink it all.
No, she said take
some. Oh, is it small sips? I said you just drink as much as possible.
No, she said just.
It's a great visual, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, a little bit back to raised vegetable gardens, and, you know, we talked about the veggie pod. It's a great product. But, you know, we're getting into a generation
of people. We should also mention, just so this doesn't sound like an infomercial.
Yeah.
They don't even advertise with
us. No, they don't. We've
Maybe they will someday. We kind of hope it. But it's just a cool product that we found.
And, you know, we're getting into the generation of people that are gardening. You know, most of it's fruit crops, vegetables, things, herbs, and stuff like that. So this is ideal for that person. This is ideal for that young gardener that's kind of getting into it, doesn't want to fail, you know, because that's the thing with gardening is when people start, it's trial and error. And the younger generation doesn't like error. They only want success. So, you know,
Matt was telling us that's what drove him to build the veggie pot, because he was failing at everything he was doing.
Yeah. And so when you look at this product and you say, okay, I'm going to plant my crops in it. It's got a cover for the bugs. It's got a watering system to keep it wet. You know, it's got a good drainage system so I'm not overwatering at the same time. Like you mentioned, you could not go to a lumber supply and buy redwood and build a garden bed to do the same thing for less than what it costs just to have it shipped to your door and you put it together in 30 minutes. But at the same time, I've seen those lumber ones, and they are wonderful and they're beautiful, but this thing also had wheels.
Yeah.
And it moved around so easily, so effortlessly, that you can have it on your back patio, you can put it at the back of the kitchen. And, I mean, I kind of feel people are going to be doing this a lot because...
Now, the stand on wheels was optional. You don't have to buy those. And I think I bought mine at San Francisco Flower Show. I think the stand was like $80.
Did you say gardening was trial and error or trowel and error?
Both.
Both, okay.
Both, yeah. Okay. So I just feel like it's funny that you mentioned this product a while back with your roses, and we were looking into it and we liked it, and mm-hmm. I saw it, and I'm amazed because it does seem like it's going to be really successful, really easy for people to do. And it,
well, if you're a good cook and you don't have a huge yard, you could grow every herb that you would need for the kitchen.
Right.
In there.
And, you know, when it came to your dill, you wouldn't have to worry about caterpillars getting into it.
Yeah.
Well, your basil, no worms, no aphids, nothing like that.
Snails, slugs.
Slugs, all that. It's
that's the only problem I have, snails and slugs.
Really?
I don't have possums or wombats or whatever else they were talking about earlier.
No wallabies hopping over the fence.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of snails and slugs.
Yeah.
And spiders, but spiders are good. And, of course, the general maladies that we get on roses.
Yeah. So it's kind of a neat thing because, you know, and then back to the bug thing is you can keep organic real easily because you're not spraying. I know that there's all kinds of wonderful sprays out there that are still organic and still safe to use, but if you can just not even have to spray at all, that's pretty exceptional thing. So it was a neat thing. I liked seeing new products and seeing how they develop.
Practical, inexpensive. And something, like you say, that's almost foolproof.
Yeah.
Well, you know, even though that thing's plastic, did you see how heavy-duty that plastic
durable.
Is?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more durable than wood.
Yeah, yeah.
It is break time. One more segment coming up. Final segment for this Saturday morning here, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. John Begnasker, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, we're on Facebook Live, taking a break. One more segment back right after this.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Our final segment, 52 minutes after the hour, back here on Garden America. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian May. Thank you for tuning in. Hiccups are back, so I'm going to turn things over to John right now so he can comment on this song.
Well, I'll tell you, commenting on the song, I was just thinking that there's some songs, like All Along the Watchtower, that are kind of make you seem cool and hip to play.
Yeah.
But then there's songs like this that age you.
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is roller skating at the Aquarius Roller Rink right now.
You have no idea who this is, do you, Tiger?
No.
This is Cream, which was one of the groups that Eric Clapton was in. The bass player, Jack Bruce. That's him singing, I believe. Yeah. And then Ginger Baker. There were three of them. That was it.
That was it. The group. Nice.
So there you go. I think, if I'm wrong on something, someone's going to...
So it was a boy band?
Well, yeah, you were into Boys to Men, right? Men to Boys or whatever that was.
Hey,
it's not that he doesn't like the song, it's just he wasn't born.
Yeah, exactly.
by a few decades.
Hard for him to relate to it.
Speaking of a few decades, let's play a number game here, John.
Let's do it.
A loaded question for you. The number 4,848. What does that say to you?
I know. Can I try?
Sure, go ahead.
That's the age of the tree that you talked about this morning in your in the newsletter.
Yeah, exactly.
Methuselah.
How do you say it?
Methuselah.
That sounds like some dinosaur.
Well, Methuselah was in Greek mythology, right?
Oh, no. Methuselah was in the Bible, Genesis.
Yeah, but there was...
Methuselah is the oldest person, the person in the world who lived to be the oldest age. Methuselah.
Okay,
Methuselah died when he was 800 and something.
I'm confusing
No one ever lived longer than that.
I'm confusing it with
and you want to
Medusa.
Know,
I'm sorry, Medusa.
That's a whole other story.
Methuselah. I know. There you go. That's how my brain works.
Talking about snakes.
Yeah, snakes coming out of the hair.
But so, you know, an interesting Aren't
you impressed that I knew that? Come on.
I'm very.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Methuselah that you may not have known. There, if you look at the time of the flood, there's no record of. I mean, we know how old Methuselah was when he died. We don't know what killed him, but he died when the flood came. So did he die before the flood or did he drown?
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
That's got us all scratching our heads right now.
Yeah. Since Tiger mentioned the oldest tree, which is in California, right? And its position or location is carefully guarded.
Yeah.
For that very same reason.
Right.
Right.
Well, the reason is that one of the reasons is that just a few years ago, 2012, the fifth, was it the oldest or largest tree in the world, Hyperion, was burned down. I'm sorry, not Hyperion. Hyperion's the largest.
The senator
was burned down by a meth addict.
And that was a real popular tree for people that were going into the redwoods. They would go to the senator, they'd take their picture next to it, and so everybody knew where it was at. And you know, but by being so popular, you also open yourself up to people damaging you.
Well, what I thought was really interesting was there was a tree in Africa or the Middle East that was. It's the most isolated tree in the world. It was 250 miles from the nearest tree.
It's all by itself. There's nothing around it.
Nothing else.
Until 1973, when it was hit by a drunk driver and killed.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Can't make that stuff up.
No.
So now what they do is that there's a monument to the tree. So there's a metal sculpture there.
Of where the tree did stand.
Where the tree stood.
Now, we should mention, getting back to the newsletter, this is exactly the kind of things you'll read in the newsletter. This is all from today's newsletter. You know, we talk about upcoming guests and interesting facts and factoids that we just discussed with John. And occasionally, John will put in something that Sharon wrote, sometime back, too. But well worth getting the newsletter. Go to GardenAmerica.com. And just click on there. We don't share your information. You can unsubscribe at any time. But as far as we know, nobody has so far.
Yeah.
All right. To further go on with the hiccup thing.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. They're gone again, by the way.
Get a larger glass and drink it down slowly and for as long as you can.
Okay. Yeah. There's probably a million remedies out there. I'm not even sure doctors know what hiccups are.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's just, I don't know.
Sure.
You know, they say that you yawn because of lack of oxygen in the air.
What did your mom tell you when you were little and you got the hiccups?
Well, they try to scare you, right?
Oh, no. What did she tell you about the hiccups? I wonder if she told you the same thing my parents told me.
What is it? I'm afraid.
Yeah.
They used to say, that's because you're growing.
Oh.
Did you ever hear that?
No, but that's a...
Hiccup?
Kids like to hear that.
Yeah, they did.
I'm growing. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. You got the hiccups because that means you're growing.
Well, maybe I'm growing wide then because I don't think I'm going to grow any taller.
Yeah, I don't think you're growing any taller right now.
Maybe a little wider.
Yeah, that doesn't explain you getting hiccups at 65 years old, you know, when your growing has stopped.
I learned something about the upcoming eclipse that I didn't know.
I guess the best place is Missouri to see it. In the Midwest.
I don't know.
Total eclipse.
But maybe you know more about this, Tiger, but I was told that the Mexicans wear red that day.
Wear red for the eclipse?
Right, that it protects them from the bad effects of the eclipse.
I didn't know that, no.
Well, it's a good thing I told you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would not have worn red.
I need to wear red on the
when
day
we
of the
were
eclipse.
A kid, they used to build those boxes that you would look through, and indirectly you could actually look at it.
Yeah, right.
Remember those things?
In school.
Yeah, do you remember those, John? Tiger does.
My wife, who's a nurse, told me that...
it's not safe.
Of course you don't look at the eclipse, right? But she said that if you look at it, that you won't go blind that right then.
Uh-huh.
You'll go to bed and you'll wake up blind the next
really?
Day. Really? Yeah.
But why are you going blind if the light's being blocked out? Is it because it's only allowing UV rays or something that's really bad?
It's not so much when it's blocked out. I think it's just when people are staring at it as it's
happening.
I think
it burns your cornea. There's other things that make you go blind.
Who wants a burnt cornea? Yeah, I know. The other things that make you go blind. That's why a lot of us wear glasses.
We can come back next week and talk some gardening, maybe.
Let's do that. Thank you so much for watching, tuning in. We're running out of time, so this is Garden America from all of us. Get Growing America, Brian, Tiger, and John. Take care. Have a safe week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.